George Parker has been choosing the bands and coordinating the music side of the Southern Brewers Festival since its inception in the early 1990s. In those days, it was a relatively small-scale affair staged on the parking lot adjacent to Big River on Broad Street. It's grown considerably since then, and despite his protestations to the contrary, George Parker has been singularly instrumental in its growth.
I don't have a clue about most things, but I know who does have a clue, and that's where the coordinator part comes in. I don't know anything about production, but I know people that do. And all I do is get the right pieces, the right ingredients for this piece of pie, and put them together and let them do what they do and get out of their way. David Sharp handles all of the brewers. Now think about this. The music part is highly visible, and there's a lot of profile there. But this year, for example, we have over 60 brewers from all over this country coming to Chattanooga on the same day for the same event, and somebody has to coordinate that. And David Sharp is the one that does that. And it makes what I do look like, you know, tiddlywinks. And it is tiddlywinks compared to that. There's going to be over 200 freshly crafted beers available to those of us who will be at the Brewfest who choose to buy a beer, not me, for those who might be wondering.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Southern Brewers Festival, and this year, for the first time, it's been expanded to two nights. On Friday, August 22nd, the music will start at 6 o'clock with Cabinet, followed by Soul Live at 8 o'clock, and then the headliner, this band, Mo, at 10.
Silence is a symphony and you look for an epiphany, but the pleasure and the ecstasy exponentially get told. Cutting you down, no guts, no glory. We'll sing at a time, no guts, no glory. The end of the line, no guts, no glory. Cut you down to size of timber. It's the same old story.
It's a phenomenally successful event. We netted $193,000 last year for a one-day event, you know, and we don't get massive funding from local nonprofits or local foundations. We are reliant upon ticket sales and concessions, and to a very small degree, corporate sponsorship, which is very important, but we don't lean on it.
So if you were a for-profit business, you'd be doing very well.
Well, I don't disagree one bit.
And that's gone up almost every year, right?
It's gone up every year since the year we moved down to the river.
Is there a band coming you think may well surprise people?
Yes. And I think it's Randall Bramlett. And I'll tell you why. Randall played... We had Chuck Lavelle year before last. Chuck Lavelle is a brilliant keyboard player, has recorded and toured with the Allman Brothers and recorded and toured with the Rolling Stones. That's a pretty strong resume. When Chuck Lavelle goes out on tour, Randall Bramlett is his band. And Randall's recorded and toured with Greg Allman and Steve Winwood and all of these phenomenal people. Bonnie Raitt just recorded, I think, three of his songs. He tours with Widespread Panic on a regular basis. They've recorded his music. But nobody really knows who he is. But when Chuck Lavelle came a couple of years ago, Randall played two songs before Chuck took the stage. And the crowd went crazy.
John the Baptist at the Nowhere Bar. John, you don't know where you are. You got a long distance stare from the bottom of the well. You might be an angel, but you look like
hill. He said, I'm looking for a man about half your size. He don't say nothing but is sanctified. Oh, John, 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 looking for Jesus.
Randall Bramlett is going to take the stage at 6 o'clock on Saturday. By that time, there will be thousands. And what will happen is they're going to go crazy for it. They're going to love it because it's great music. It's cool blue-eyed soul. It's cool funk. It's rock and roll. It's everything. And the people are going to love it, just like they did when he played those two songs before Chuck Lavelle took the stage. The crowd went crazy. He's played before. He's played the 4 o'clock slot, or he's played the 2 o'clock slot. And, you know, he's played three or four times over the year. But he's never had an opportunity to play in kind of a high-profile slot until this year. And it's going to be fun to watch because they will go bananas for him.
Randall Bramlett and his band will be playing at 6 o'clock on the second day of the Southern Brewers Festival, Saturday, August 23rd. The gates will open at 3 o'clock that afternoon. The first act to play will be A.J. Gent at 4.
A.J. Gent just opened up for Zach Brown here a couple of months ago. There are like 9 people in his band. It's a big, fun, kind of an Otis meets James Brown kind of thing. He plays this guitar. He plays it over the top of the neck like a slide, but he straps it on like he's playing it normally. And he's awesome. And he's actually on Zach Brown's label, but it's nothing like Zach Brown music. Anybody that went to see Zach Brown that saw A.J. Gent, they didn't know who he was at the time. But I've talked to many people that went to that show, and I said, what'd you think about that opening band? And they were going, it was... Who was that guy?
Green Sky Bluegrass will follow Randall Bramlett at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. The headliner for the second night, starting at 10 o'clock, is Government Mule.
The whole thing is about, the way I look at it is we're selling an opportunity to have a whole lot of fun and benefit a great organization and Kids on the Block and the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. And, I mean, that's your cake and eat it too as far as I'm concerned. You know, hell, it's fun, man. I love it. I really do. I love it. I could sit here and talk to you for days about any of this, because I really truly believe that whoever said you can't have your cake and eat it too never went to the Southern Brewers Festival, you know? I'm serious.
At Advance tickets and concession tokens will be available for a reduced price tomorrow evening, Wednesday, August 6th, and again next Wednesday, August 13th, from 4 until 7 in the Big River Grill in Hamilton Place, and on Thursday evening, August 7th, and again on August 14th from 4 until 7 in the Big River Grill downtown on Broad Street. Details on the upcoming Southern Brewers Festival are on the website, southernbrewersfestival.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.